Yirmiyah Perichavav Pasuk Vav Leilenishmas Betzalol Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak Ben Osatiyas Habayis Hazek Kishilo. If you do not listen, if you do not do tshuva, if you continue to refuse to mend your ways, then I am going to make this house, the Beis Hamikdash, like Shiloh. The Mishkan, which had been destroyed some 450 years earlier by the Plishtim, who then took the Aron with them in the times of Eli HaKohen, long before there were kings. But Shiloh is still, even at this time, a terrible national memory, a blot on the nation. The idea that the Mishkan could be violated, the great Mishkan that we built in the Midbar, that we spend four parshios on, seemingly repetitively, saying over and over again how much attention and detail and skill went into the crafting of the curtains and the supports and the accoutrements and the accessories and the kelim, and casually the Plishtim come and violate it. Alas, the heirs of the Plishtim, who even use their name nowadays, would love to do nothing more than the same. And this city, this great city of Yerushalayim, I am going to turn into a curse that people are going to say. Skip the pasuk. L'chol goyei ha'aretz, to all of the nations of the world. They said, you want to be like Jerusalem? You want to get wiped out like Jerusalem was wiped out? Even today, of course, when people talk about hostility and conflict and three major faiths, quote-unquote, that share Jerusalem as a holy place, Islam took it on very late. It wasn't a holy place to them until they decided that it was. Muhammad never went there, except when they worked out a thing where he went there in one night and it was a tremendous thing, and then he went up to heaven. Even though there's no proof that he was anywhere but Mecca and Medina and the places in Saudi Arabia where he was from. Nevertheless, alternative fact. But everybody's going to use Yerushalayim as a mashal and not in a positive way. And so Yirmiyah says these things in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And the priests and the prophets and all of the people heard what Yirmiyahu was preaching. Es Yirmiyahu medaber es hadvarim oela beveis Hashem. Yirmiyahu saying these things in the house of God, in the Beis HaMikdash. Ches vayihi kechalos Yirmiyahu ledaber. And when Yirmiyah finished speaking out that which God had commanded him to speak out to the people, that's a very important point, which is why the Pasuk emphasizes it more than once. The idea that Yirmiyah was not saying anything that he was not directly commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, because the accusation is going to be that he is prophesying falsely and God never told him anything. So the Nach is reaffirming to us, even before we see their reaction, that whatever they say is absolutely categorically false. Because Yirmiyah had been commanded this by God, and he went and said exactly what he was commanded to speak to the people. And the priests, the Kohanim, and the prophets, and all of the people grabbed him, saying, he must die. You shall die, they said to Yirmiyahu. Now, who are these priests? So most of the Mefarshim give us a break and say, chas v'shalom, that any of the true Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash would have been such kefirim, such kofrim, that they would scream at Yirmiyahu that he was a liar. So it was the false prophets. It was the priests of Baal. It was all of these people leading us astray and really being Avodah Zarah worshippers who didn't believe in God anyway. So they're the ones shouting the loudest. But that gets us off the hook. Rabbi Breuer declines to do so. He says that they're Jewish Kohanim. Jewish Nevi'im. Now, maybe not true Nevi'im. But the leaders of the society and of the Beis HaMikdash and of Yehuda are the ones who are betraying their own sense of mission and their own identities for who they are supposed to want to be. Screaming at Yirmiyahu. So, before this, and remember, this is 4 years earlier than the last couple of prakim where they were trying to poison him too. The longer it goes on, the more angry they're going to get. The grudge is going to build. But he had never reached the point where the people wanted to kill him. The king might have wanted to kill him. The nobles might have wanted to kill him. But not the people. But at this point, you don't see the king or any nobles. There's nobody in terms of political leadership of Klal Yisrael who is present at this spot. And the people, says the Me'amlois, didn't feel any restraint. They could be outraged. Comparing the Beis HaMikdash to the ruins of the Mishkan at Shiloh? Absolutely not. Unacceptable. How dare you say such a thing? So the Malbim says on this that they did know that he was a true Navi and that he was conveying the word of God, but they threatened him with death because they didn't want to hear what he had to say. They wanted to rid themselves of the annoyance of the man who just won't shut up. The Das Sofrim says they were convinced even further that the Beis Midrash would never be destroyed, and Yirmiyahu was therefore a false prophet. And he's like a Navi Sheker from Parshas Re'eh, so he has to die. The idea that the Kohanim or the Kohani Abal is a more comfortable pshat than that it's actual Kohanim. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, was sold. The sinecure of Kohanim was very cynical and very based on money and power. The idea this may have been true for part of the first Beis HaMikdash is a little shocking and kind of scary. Tes madu ani beisa v'shem Hashem lemar. How dare you say the people? Why are you prophesying in the name of God? Parenthetically, some of Arshim saying they're accusing him of being a false Navi. Some saying, how dare you say this out loud, even if it is true. Kishilo yi yehabayis hazeh, that this house, the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be destroyed like Shiloh vo'ir azos techerab me'in yoshev. And the city, this city, the great city of Yerushalayim, will be absolutely obliterated without anyone to live there in an uninhabited ruin. Notice he did not say that this time, but he said it before. Vayikahel kol ha'am el Yirmiyahu b'veis Hashem. And the entire people congregated against Yirmiyahu in the Beis HaMikdash. How dare you? There's no way that this is going to be destroyed. And we've never heard such a thing. But we're going to find out very soon that they have heard such a thing. They just didn't want to listen to it, and so they're getting angry because they don't like what they're hearing.